freedom to move from head to toe. Lie on your back with your legs long and your arms by your side. Take a moment to notice which parts of you are in easy contact with the floor. Remember, it's not about trying to press yourself into the floor. It's just about noticing how you are now, so you can compare it later. Notice where your sacrum, the back of your pelvis, presses into the floor. Is it an even distribution, or is it heavier on one side? Is the weight more toward the tailbone, or more to the waistline? How big is the space underneath your low back? How do your shoulder blades connect with the floor? Sense the space between your right shoulder blade and the spine, your left shoulder blade and the spine. How are they different? Similar. It's noticing the difference that makes a difference in how we are organized. How does the back of the head lie on the floor? Does it feel centered, or are you angled? One way to check is simply to open your eyes and notice which way your nose is pointing. Then go down to your feet and notice where your heels touch the floor or the sides of your feet. Again in this lesson, you will notice how improving movement in the pelvis can affect the rest of yourself. Imagine that your pelvis is lying on a clock. Noon is at your waistline, and 6 o'clock is down by your tailbone. 3 o'clock is under the left side of your pelvis, and 9 o'clock is on the right. By the way, don't worry if you see your clock differently. Don't worry about those hours. It still works out as long as you're clear as to what numbers you're visualizing. Bend your knees and put your feet standing, hip-width apart. Using your feet to push a little into the floor, tilt your pelvis toward 12 o'clock, your waistline, several times. It's the same movement you did in some of the other lessons. Your lower back will press to the floor and your tailbone will come up a little. Let your breath be soft. Allow your whole body to relax as you tilt your pelvis. Pause. Now try the opposite movement. Let your lower back come off the floor and press your tailbone downward to touch 6 o'clock. See if you can connect this movement to your feet. And notice if you can find the movement again in your head. Your head will be pulled a little bit so that your chin is coming toward your chest. Begin tilting back and forth, 12 to 6, and include the movement of your head moving up and down, as if it also was resting on a clock, moving 12 to 6. Pause a moment, stretch out your legs. Bend your knees and put your feet standing. Tilt your pelvis so that your lower back is pressing on 12 o'clock. Now, begin circling your pelvis clockwise around this clock. Take your time, the full 60 seconds. When you slow down your movement, you can notice more. As you're circling, which hours are easier than others? It doesn't have to be a big circle, but make it a complete circle. As you circle around the clock under your pelvis, can you include the clock underneath your head as well? Now your pelvis and your head are both circling clockwise. As you circle your pelvis, notice your knees. Do they go side to side, or do they stay more or less in place? If your knees are rocking side to side, let's try another way. Continue circling your pelvis and let your knees remain more or less vertical, moving, if they need to, towards and away from your pelvis. You'll feel your feet alternating their pressure, almost as if you're walking. Can you connect this alternate pressing of your feet with the movement of your pelvis? Let it go, stretch out your legs, and rest. Bend your knees, put your feet standing, and begin circling counterclockwise. As you circle counterclockwise, notice, are the difficult hours the same as before? Or are they in a different spot, perhaps the opposite side? Are there also difficult hours underneath your head? Which hours? As you continue this circling motion, notice if you're doing anything extra with other parts of yourself. Is your breathing soft? Sense your jaw. Can your shoulders be relaxed? Make sure your toes are not gripping. These extra tensions are what Feldenkrais called parasitic habits. At different points in our lives, we develop different ways of coping with life. Maybe tensing the shoulders or clenching the jaw helped you get through a difficult period. Now it's just a habit that gets in the way of easy movement. We don't notice them in our day-to-day life. Or if we do, there doesn't seem to be anything we can do about it. By noticing these parasitic habits while we do awareness through movement, we can begin to change old patterns of tension. Rest. As you're resting, take note of how you're connecting with the floor. Are you changing? Bend your right knee and put your right foot standing. Begin circling counterclockwise around your clock. This is more difficult with one leg, but you want to circle your entire pelvis. Try not to dig your left heel into the floor. Your left leg can move from side to side, but don't tense. Let your right foot and your right leg do most of the work. Your head also continues to circle. Notice in this asymmetrical position which hours are easier and which hours are more difficult. Continue circling counterclockwise, but add bending your left knee so that both knees are now bent, both feet are standing. How is that different? Stretch out your legs and rest. Bend your left knee and put your left foot standing. Begin circling your pelvis and your head clockwise. Notice what's different on this side. Continue circling clockwise, but switch legs, lengthening your left leg and bending your right leg. How does that affect the movement? Change your legs again, and now reverse your circle, going counterclockwise. Does moving counterclockwise with this leg feel different than it did with the other leg? And circle clockwise. Continue circling clockwise, but bend both of your knees. What is the quality of the circling now? Stretch out your legs and rest. Is there something different about the way you're lying now? Leaving your legs stretched out. Separate them a little bit. Now begin circling your pelvis and your head clockwise with your legs long. Does this feel more difficult? How could you make it easier? There's no need to strain. Your legs are allowed to move. You may find that rolling your legs a little side to side can help the movement of your pelvis. Notice your feet as you circle your pelvis. Underneath your heels are little clocks as well. If you circle your feet so that your heels describe tiny clocks on the floor, you may find it easier to go around the pelvic clock. Reverse your circle. Keep your breath soft. Don't strain. Allow this movement to be pleasurable. Take your time. There's no need to rush around the clock. Now continue circling, but bend your knees and put your feet standing. How is this circle different? Reverse your circle. What is the quality of your circle now? Stretch out your legs and rest. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. Stretch your arms out horizontally at a 90-degree angle to your body, out to the side. Begin circling your pelvis and your head clockwise around the clock. If it's comfortable, continue circling and slide your arms higher up towards your head, about to a 45-degree angle. Return your arms to the 90-degree angle. Continue circling. And then continue circling with your arms down by your side. Notice as you change the position of your arms how it affects your circle. What do you sense underneath your shoulder blades? Does the experience change? Which position of the arms makes it easier to circle? Experiment for a moment with the different positions. Which one is more challenging? Which one is more pleasurable? Pause. When you reverse the circle, begin to play with the position of your arms. Sometimes at a 90-degree angle, sometimes higher, sometimes lower. As you circle your pelvis, can you sense a clock under your upper back? Once again, stretch out your legs and rest. Notice if your shape is changing on the floor. Many times when the pelvis improves its movement ability, other parts relax. When the pelvis is able to articulate its full range of motion, the rest of the skeletal system becomes more functional. Balance is improved. We experience greater flexibility and are therefore more able to respond to challenges that life presents us. Bend your knees once more. Circle your pelvis and your head clockwise and counterclockwise. What does the movement feel like now? Stretch out your legs and once again, scan yourself. Notice how much of you is connecting to the floor now. Notice your shoulder blades, the distribution of weight underneath your pelvis, the placement of your head, your heels. What does your breath feel like? When you're ready, slowly roll to your side, come to sitting, and then to standing. Take a moment in standing to sense the length of your spine. Where's your head in relation to the rest of you? How do your feet feel? Take a walk around. What is new for you right now?